Hi, folks. On this week's episode of Sex Marks a Spot, we're going to check in on my convo with Brian Pierre Grassi, where we're going to explore Tantra, discuss how we can experience our sexuality by truly embracing our authentic selves and getting in touch with ourselves. So tune in and hope you enjoy the show. Cheers. I'm Dr. Catalina Lawson, a licensed clinical psychologist, and I love talking about sex. Sex Marks the Spot is a podcast that bridges the gap between what we know and what we actually do when it comes to sex, relationships, and health. Going back to our prior discussion about when we were talking about the masculinities and the femininities and the fluidity of this and the spectrum of it, it is embracing all of that and all of these different sides of your experience in yourself in that present moment, you know? Yeah. And it is embracing all of that that I think is fun, and seeing actually the different ways that you can actually be cued to that, you know? Yeah. And so in your work, like, how have you found yourself actually integrating Tantra into your work, particularly when it comes to working with relationships and sexuality?
Yeah, so it's that's something that's newly evolving, right? It's just something like I was saying, like something like I feel like kind of inherently that's been there all along, but now there's kind of this new evolution of it's coming more to the surface in a little bit more of an overt way. So this podcast that you mentioned, What is Tantra, that I'll be launching here shortly, and there'll be a link here in this podcast for people to connect and tune into that. But just connecting with a variety of different people from different parts of the world and different backgrounds, very diverse group of people. Some people very advanced and on a global scale, some people more kind of newer to it. But it's just really interesting to, like, just, you know, hear these different perspectives on what this journey is like for them and what how it looks and what it doesn't look like and what's being discovered. So it's kind of like there's definitely a need for this, right? There's definitely a need. It's that clear. And I think the need is even deeper than people are currently even speaking to, because not everyone feels like it's safe to talk about it, or it's like okay to talk about it, right? Because again, we have this major kind of sexual repression, and then people are doing things secretly, or they're lying about stuff. And I think that's one of the, I know that's something that's important to you. And I think all of us that are, you know, exploring this realm, is just for people to be more self-aware, right? And then through being more self-aware, they can be more authentic, and they can communicate more authentic what's happening for them, what their desires are, what their needs are, what they like, what they don't like, what they fear, what they long for. And then through that creates an intimate relationship with someone else, you know? So you get more self-aware, you become more authentic, and then you become more intimate with yourself, and then you can become more intimate with someone else. And I think what I've discovered is, I mean, across the globe, what we long for the most is intimacy, you know, to really feel like we're being seen and being heard. And if I think of, like, if I look at, like, what's the root of what I'm really wanting to bring in the realm of Tantra and the realm of relationships, it's intimacy, you know? It's intimacy with another person, with the world, with life, and with oneself, you know? And that's the union. That's, you know, when you have that sense of intimacy, you have a sense of feeling like you're one with life, one with the universe.
100%. Well, and I do think it's interesting, because oftentimes in Tantra, at least, again, my experience with it has been, because I've always gone single to any types of workshop. Well, that's not true. I've had one partner once. But oftentimes a lot of teachers actually teach Tantra with just straight, like, meeting somebody right then and making those connections.
Yeah.
You know, again, at all different levels.
Yeah.
And it speaks to, it isn't as much about the other as much it is about you and that connection, right? And embracing that connection.
Yeah, that's true. It's true that you can, like, kind of just meet somebody and practice an exercise, and you'll be surprised at, like, how powerful the depth of it is. And also, it's true that I recall a workshop that I attended about a month ago, and I believe all the exercises were within yourself, right? Yeah. There wasn't even any pairing exercises. And there was people in the room, and you could actually, you know, and that's interesting too, because you can feel the energy of the room. The energy of the room is supportive, but the exercises were internal exercises for you to connect with your own self, you know? Mm. And so that's always the foundation. You know, it's easy for people when they think about sex or relationships to always look right to the other person. It's their yeah. fault and they're doing something wrong. And I'm sure you deal with this quite a bit. And it's like, you got to bring it back to yourself, you know, and start with yourself.
100%.
And if you can kind of become more aligned in yourself and more whole in yourself and shift your vibration yourself or raise your vibration in yourself, then you will attract back someone of that like vibration in yourself.
100%. Well, and even speaking on that, when you're speaking about vibrations and that mm-hmm. energy, mm-hmm. you know, I guess I've experienced it that you actually feel like you can feel that energy like around you. And even when you're walking on the streets, you can start feeling you're more attuned to what is around you and how you're connecting with it, you know, mm-hmm. because you're more attuned with yourself. And that's to actually begin to navigate and live in that space is quite, sometimes I find myself just cracking up. Like out of nowhere, like I'll be like, oh, like, and I just start laughing or something. And that's my externalization of that, you know? And it's beautiful. Like, I think it's really interesting, but 100%, like a lot of this practice very much starts with you. And when we think about sexuality and bringing our sexuality and sharing it with anyone else, it's like, well, first and foremost, where are you? Where are you in this party, you know, and actually embracing that. And I'm such a believer that, you know, our partners are maybe kindlings in that moment, particularly during sexual exchange, but man, our ride is ours. And it's ours to harness and it's ours to actually control and potentiate.
Yeah. And you know, we talked a little bit before about too, of there's masculine and feminine inherent in everything in the universe. You know, so you can just explore this. I know this might sound a little out there for some people listening, but I think most people will get it. You can explore this with like just the trees or the grass or flowers or, you know, the sunset. And, you know, these energies are all around us. And literally when you start to like open up to this, it's like you're in this relationship with every moment. It's like you can be in this state where it's like you're making love to like every moment, you know, there's just this energy that's like transcends the particular circumstances. It's just inherent in the moment itself. And I think that's a really important realization of what's possible, you know, because we can get so fixated on like, oh, I have to have this person or I have to have this, you know, if I don't get, then it's within yourself, you know, and you open it up within yourself. And this is kind of the mystical union too, that the spiritual mystics talk about. It's like, you're just in this ecstatic, again, like orgasmic consciousness with the universe, you know. And I don't want to make it sound like you're just in this like happy, blissful state all the time. I don't mean that. I just mean it's like a state of like connection, full connection with what's happening. And then you're just letting go of what's not happening anymore, you know. It's like, and you're just open to the moment. And to me, that's like, that's the deepest essence of what the tantric path is. You know, it's like opening to that consciousness. And obviously, if you're in that consciousness, that's going to have a positive effect on your relationships, for sure.
Well, and I think I'm so happy you keep on making that point, because I actually do think that it can be so confronting when people do engage in Tantra, and they are thinking, they have that expectation of, oh, this is just going to be juicy. I'm going to explore my sexual self. But again, that isn't all of it. It is the whole spectrum. And so anything can come up. And when and it is the beauty and the practice of embracing whatever does come up. And then within Tantra, but pretty much any tradition, there is always space for grief or space for loss or space for all of these things, where those traditions or ceremonies actually provide a little bit of security to actually embrace that. So that when you are on your own, you're actually beginning to build that resiliency to actually be present and embrace that moment to then actually integrate it within yourself, you know? And I think, you know,
couple times I've been to retreats, it's like 2 or 3 days into it and a couple people have left. And it's like when they get to that peak, and then it's just too much. And I believe that people are where they're at, you know? And I think that that's also something important to remember is that when you are faced, when you're doing a lot of this work and all of this healing, it is also okay to acknowledge, sometimes it can feel too scary. And if that's where you're at, it's okay to actually, it is okay. And there's no shame in taking a step back, but then try to return somewhere else, return to a different spot, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think preparing people for that actually, as they embrace that journey, is important.
Yeah, it's all okay, right?
Absolutely. 100%, because that's just where you are, not where you're meant to be or anything, but it's just where you are, you know. And there is that certainty that actually is beautiful about those moments, you know. And I know, even since the days when we talked a few days ago, even just our connection and those cues in our talking, I walk on the beach differently. My lens was different, you know. And I'm breathing in the air, and this morning the swim was like amazing. Like it is just those little moments can serve as reminders, you know?
Yeah.
Well, in a lot of your work, particularly with regards to sexuality, I feel like one of the things with sexuality is how vulnerable it is and how it is so intimate. What are some of the, cause do you do a lot of work with couples just with one specific couple? Or like in even some of your workshops, do a lot of couples go to them? What is a little bit of your, can you tell us a little bit about your work and kind of managing those in the moments with them, surrounding their sexuality as far as one, maybe some of the most prevalent barriers or blocks that have come up for you in some of your works, particularly in workshops where they're already in community, but couples are bringing their relationship into that community.
Well, I think it starts within oneself, right? And we have these aspects of ourselves that we feel are bad, or that, you know, we're embarrassed about, or we shouldn't tell someone about, or we shouldn't talk about. And, you know, and I've learned more about this kind of realm too. And like, I don't necessarily think you need to tell everybody in the whole universe about everything that's happening with you every single second, right? So I get that. But if you want to maintain an intimate relationship with somebody, and we all want intimate relationships, then we need someone or a circle of people or a community of people that we can go deep with and then that we can share openly with. And that starts with being able to just, kind of what we just said, right? Like all the parts of ourselves are okay. Like to learn to embrace all the aspects of ourselves and love all the aspects of ourselves and honor them. And then in doing so, that opens up the potential for someone else or others to honor those parts of ourselves as well and meet us there and fulfill us in those aspects.
100%. Well, and I think a little bit of what we talked about last time was this, the difference between that codependency. And I guess I always think of it as
right.
two individuals walking side by side, not right. always on top of each other, you know? Right. and it doesn't have to be enmeshed like that. And that also, it's going to be like this, you know, and that I think that particularly in long-term relationships, this expectation of that, okay, our routine, that's the security, but, and that if it veers off of that, that's scary, what's happening, but this expectation that we aren't going to evolve and that we would stay static, imposing that on relationships, I actually see as limiting, whereas that can be actually highly expansive to actually think, okay, actually this is, whatever this trigger, whatever this tension could be an opportunity to actually explore, because something's triggering one or the other, or maybe both, and it's impacting the relationship. And it's figuring out, okay, well, one, breaking it a little bit down for them, but then also identifying what are their individual needs and how does this impact the relationship so that they can then, you know, satisfy, but also acknowledge those needs, even if they can't be satiated in the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that it's a really important point of what is the purpose of your relationship, right? So a lot of people think the purpose of a relationship is, well, this person's supposed to make me happy. And that's the dependent relationship. it's so easy. Like, you know, we're so conditioned with that. We're so like, it's so ingrained in us. All the movies support, not all of them, but so many of them support that, and the music and the pop culture, you know? So it's like, this person's supposed to make me happy, and then they're not making me happy, so they're out, you know? But what if your purpose is to grow and evolve in your consciousness, you know? Mm-hmm. And you come together in a relationship for that purpose, you know? Then if you have a challenge, or there's a trigger, there's something, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because it's allowing you to grow and evolve in your consciousness, and you're committed to that with your partner, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel like. That's what my relationship is based on. And that, all my relationships, really my close relationships, friendships or partner are based on that. And the people that are on this, you know, if you want to call it, there's people who have different names, spiritual partnership or soulmate relationship or whatever word you want to use, conscious relationships. It's a different reason for coming together. You know, you understand that there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some things that, you know, may push some buttons, but that's kind of why you're in it. You know, you're committed to that process of learning and growing and evolving and waking in your consciousness together. So it's a different, it's a different purpose and intention, which makes the difference.
Well, and on one of your early, I think it was probably maybe within like maybe a month ago, one of your podcasts of your Brian Pierograssi podcast, you were talking about also the side of how sometimes we just go with, not even to the extent of it being a toxic relationship, but where we just end up forgetting what our purpose or what our needs are from those relationships, and just suppressing those and ignoring them, and not listening, even though oftentimes we know a little bit, but we don't attend to that. We're not honest with it, you know? And so, but we just keep on feeding into the relationship and hoping that we will get that from the other. Again, it's always this external, like, oh, I can grab it from them. I can get it from them. You know, that so much of that drive actually can keep us from, or allow us to kind of cloud our lens of actually what we're actually needing and how much we're not satiating that in ourselves.
Yeah, I think it starts with presence, you know, being present in the moment allows us to be aware of what's really happening inside us, and be able to be aware of our thoughts and our, you know, our feelings. Feelings is huge, obviously. We haven't talked about it so much, but obviously feelings is a big part of all of this, you know. So being aware of your feelings, being aware of your thoughts, and being able to then acknowledge them and honor them, you know.
Well, 100%. Well, and appreciating that feelings and emotions are what you're feeling in the moment, and actually just embracing them without judgment or without this idea of actually trying to manipulate it. You know, so many people, and I'm sure you've heard it, I just want to be happy. I just want to find joy. I just don't even know what would make me happy. You know, and I think that it is that large expectation around our feelings, that rather than just actually being present and actually seeing how our emotions will constantly shift, how that subtle difference of our awareness actually can change a lot. But it's really hard to get people to one, go from, particularly when they first present, at least in therapy, to go from, oh, I just want to be happy. I'm miserable in my life. I just want to be happy, to then, or in my relationship, to actually potentiating that and figuring out how mood lifts and how emotions and feelings, all of the spectrum, are part of that pathway.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just being aware and present in the moment. And again, like just honoring what is and embracing, like being in this unconditional relationship with the moment of whatever the feeling is, whatever the thought is, whatever the feeling in the body is, you know? Yeah, to just be present and see it as part of the essence of that which is divine and sacred and here for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I feel like that actually, like even in this, in our, the energy that I'm actually in the process of this, I actually feel like this is a great place. I feel like a lot of the take homes of one, just reconnecting with you have just really reminded me to be present. Be present mm-hmm. to the moment. Be present to the authenticity of the moment and of ourselves in those moments. And I think inherent in just sharing this space with you, I mean, we're on complete opposite parts of the continent, is this connection and this warm embrace, you know? And throughout our conversations, I felt that flow. And I really, really can't even thank you enough. I think I'm excited. I got your link about your Wednesday shows, your Wednesday groups. So I'm excited to join that community and learn more.
Awesome. About
work. And literally, I think so much of what we've talked about is applicable to so many different things. And while, again, my show is about Sex Marks Spot, it is about the centrality of ourselves and mm-hmm. ourselves at the heart of it and how we embrace ourselves first. Mm. You know,
it really does make the best sex. That's the part about it. Like, like it's the root of what it is. You know, that's one of the things that, like, you know, in the podcast that I did, you know, talking to a lot of different people, is there's of course different techniques and different things, knowing the anatomy and all these things has its place, has its value, but if you're not present. And I think women especially know this. Like, if you're not present, all that knowledge isn't going to do anything.
I know.
It sucks, right? It sucks. So now, if you're grounded in presence and you have some technique and you understand the anatomy, that's awesome, you know? But the presence is the foundation, you know? And it's really the foundation of Tantra is really presence. You know, that was something that I felt was a kind of a through line of, like, everyone that's explored this deeply is like, well, that's where it starts. You know, 100%. Yeah, being present, being authentic. Can I share some ways for people to
100% connect? Please do. Absolutely.
Right. So you mentioned the Wednesday group. So there's a private Facebook group that I have that meets online every Wednesdays, and people can join us there with people from all over the world. So it's fun because people from different places and different perspectives, but just a really open-hearted, supportive energy where you can share more vulnerably and openly. I do personal sessions with people online. I'm imagining most people will be not where I am, but there is in person as well. So there's those options. We mentioned the What is Tantra podcast. So you can join into that, and I'm excited to share that with people. That'll be coming on here online really soon. And then we have retreats that we do. We do the breathwork workshops, one coming up in Atlanta and one in Asheville, and a silent retreat happening in Florida. So there's in-person events happening too, and a couple books, Big Glow and The Wild and Now, book and get. So I'm excited to continue this journey with people, and grateful for you, Catalina, for creating this space that allows people to have these kind of conversations. Grateful.
Absolutely. Well, and I will, like I said, I will put links to all of these things in the show notes, and I can't thank you enough. Like, I can't thank you enough for being here with me today and the other day and being patient with me and the tech and all this stuff. And really, you for all of your work. And you've touched so many individuals and so many families. You know, you're bringing your own experience and your warm heart and your presence is I'm just extremely grateful for. So I really, really, really appreciate it. And I just hope you have a super juicy and awesome weekend. So thank you,
Catalina. Thank you.
Yes. The content on this show is meant to be relatable, educational, empowering, and hopefully a little funny. It's not meant to be treatment, and some of the things we talk about may seem more easier said than done. So if you're feeling stuck or alone or distressed, reach out for support from therapists, physicians, or other licensed healthcare providers. Thanks for listening, and tune in each hump day for some juice to fuel your sexy day. Cheers!